back to school season is upon us, and as teacherpreneurs, you need all of the brain space and energy you can muster, which is exactly why we need to talk about batching your social media content. So teacher authors, go ahead and reheat that cup of coffee, because I'm your host, Cassandra Foster, and we're about to get schooled in socials. Welcome back to Schooled in Socials, and happy back to school season. I think I can officially say that now that it's August. I'm sure some of you are going to be heading back into the classroom in just a few weeks. And on top of that, it's one of the most important, if not the most important times for TPTers to make money from your stores, with the back to school sales and teachers all over gearing up to get back in their classrooms. And so in all of the upcoming chaos, I wanted to give you a little gift with this episode. And that is the gift of batching your social media content. Now, before you say batching has never worked for me and turn off this episode, I want you to know that I'm going to challenge the way that you traditionally think about batching and give you several ways that you can still harness the concept of batching when it comes to your content. So let's take a minute and reflect on what we think batching content looks like. When I say batching, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? Is it something like sitting down and creating a whole month's worth or even more of content in 1 or 2 days? Like you write all of your blog posts for the month, or write all your emails for the month, or create all your social media posts for the month? I know when I started out in the social media space, that's how I viewed batching. You booked a day on your calendar, you focused your brain on all things, in this case, social media, and busted out a month's worth of content or more and got it scheduled. But I found that that isn't truly the magic of batching. Batching isn't tied to a specific time frame. So if you had the same thought that I used to, I want to challenge that notion for you. That in fact, batching is about limiting the amount of times your brain has to switch tasks so that you can more easily complete the content you're working on. So since batching truly isn't about the amount of content you create at once, I want you to look at batching your social media content as breaking down the tasks you need to do to go from idea to post to scheduled, and do those tasks in bunches, or as the name suggests, batches. For me, in my brain, I break the tasks down as looking for Reels inspiration and audio, filming and editing my Reels, writing my captions for my Reels, then creating the graphics for my static posts, writing the captions for my static posts, then creating the graphics for my carousel posts, writing captions for my carousel posts, and then scheduling all of my posts. I tackle it and create batches based on the media type I'm creating, because each has a little bit of a different purpose, and so my brain tackles each of them a little bit differently. Now, how is this different than if I just came up with 2 weeks of post ideas and went down the list and created them in the order that they were going to be posted? Well, that approach would be a lot more task switch for my brain. And the more our brain has to task switch, the more energy it uses. The more energy it uses, the more fatigued we get with a task overall. I would feel a lot more fatigued if I had to create a reel, then go create a carousel, then create another reel, then create a static post, than if I just did the same media types all together. And this is just my example of how my brain works. Your brain might easily batch these tasks in a different way. You could do maybe all of your post brainstorming and then create all of your graphics or videos and then write all your captions and then add all your hashtags and then schedule everything. Basically, you want to look at all of the things you need to do to create your content for social media and break it down in a way that feels good for your brain. What we truly want to avoid is trying to do the whole process every day to get our content out the door. If you are sitting down, coming up with one post idea for that day, making the graphic, writing the caption, and posting it, that is a lot of task switches for your brain before you even get to the other things on your to-do list. And that is where burnout happens. That is why I want you to have batching on the brain in this back-to-school season, so you can still show up for your audience, focus on all the marketing tasks, and life tasks you need to do without getting burnt out. So we've established that batching can happen regardless of the amount of content we're creating. Truly, what we want to avoid is going through all the steps every day to produce one piece of content. I'm a firm believer in finding the amount of content creation at one time that works for your brain and your schedule. You could totally sit down and batch a month's worth of content if your brain is into that, and just break down those steps so that you're doing similar tasks all at once. Or you could batch 2 weeks ahead or 1 week ahead. For my business, it works well for me to batch a month's worth of content at a time because it allows my brain to be focused on just one person's business and make sure all the content I create for them is on brand and has the right messaging. But for me personally, my brain works better to create my content a week or two ahead of time. So for a client, I schedule a whole day of my time and I batch content for the month. For myself, each week or every other week, I schedule a few hours or maybe even half a day and get my content completed. So if you feel like back to school season has hit you like a freight train, you don't have to start big or even go big after things slow down. You could schedule a few hours and get a week's worth of content out the door. Or you could even schedule an hour each day and focus on one task or one media type in that hour for your posts for the next week or the next 2 weeks. Remember, it's what works for your brain and your business. The big thing is that you limit the times your brain has to switch tasks so you can conserve your energy and make it through everything you have on your plate. But Cassandra, if I batch ahead, won't I be missing out on opportunities like trending audio or memes? I'm so glad you asked. Here's the thing. Can trending audio or using a trending meme have a positive effect on your account? Sure. But if waiting to create content so you don't quote unquote miss out on them is leading you to post sporadically or feel burnt out because you're posting every single day, it's not worth it. You can still create strategic and engaging content ahead of time without the hottest trending audio or the funniest meme. And nothing says that just because you batched out the next 10 posts that you can't add in something that's inspired you and fits your brand and goals. So if you stumble upon like the best trending audio you've ever heard and you really want to create a reel with it and get it out now, that's okay. You can do that. Your brain is motivated to do that task, and creating a post the day of or a day ahead of time every now and then isn't going to derail you. Or if you just want to stay the course with what you've created, you can do that too and still see results. Remember, the number one rule of batching is limiting those task switches for our brain. The amount you create at one time isn't the defining factor of batching. What we want to avoid is creating as we go each and every day and feeling burnt out. So in this back to school season, set aside a little time for your social media content. Group tasks together that feel good or easy for your brain and get it out into the world, whether that is a week, 2 weeks, or more ahead of time. P.S. If you're looking for even more ways to make all the marketing things work in this back to school season, I would highly suggest taking a quick listen to episode 26 for even more ways to help save you time and energy when it comes to social media. Now, like I said at the beginning of this episode, it feels like we are officially in back to school season, and I want to know if I'm right to feel that way. So I would love it if you headed over to Apple Podcasts and left a review. And at the end of your review, let me know when you or your kiddos go back to school. All right, Cold Coffee friends, thanks so much for listening. If you're loving getting schooled in socials, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Also, I would love it if you left a review so that other teacher authors like you can start getting schooled in socials too. All right, I'll see you in the next episode.